Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast. And for those of you who may not be familiar with me, if you're new to the podcast, I'll just tell you a little bit about myself briefly. I am an internet marketing expert, award-winning SEO blogger, and a best-selling co-author. And my passion is all about helping small businesses to be able to attract their ideal client online. And this podcast is intended to help you do that by teaching you ways to be able to create that message, create that ideal message that will attract your customers to you. And then also helping you to be able to then create a successful business as part of that. Now, a lot of times we've talked about over 3 months now I've been doing this podcast. And in that time, we've talked a lot about content and whether it's content for your website, content for social media. But one thing I just realized that I failed to talk about today was a particular tool that I highly recommend that you implement in order to help you organize that content, plan it out, and figure out what you're going to talk about, or, you know, whether it's on a podcast, whether it's in a YouTube video, whether it's in your blog. And that is an editorial calendar. So I wanted to talk to you about the importance of why you need an editorial calendar and why it's so helpful. Essentially, an editorial calendar helps you to organize what you intend to write about, or as I say, even speak about, on a monthly, weekly, or daily basis. So here I'm going to share with you five particular reasons your business should have an editorial calendar as part of your marketing strategy. The first reason is that it helps you to stay current. Because if you can plan your content a few months ahead of time, it's going to allow you to think about different holidays or important cultural events or even some company milestones, like maybe your company's anniversary, that need promoting. And this gives you time to be able to create an action plan around them. So, for instance, at this time of year, it is the end of October when I'm recording this podcast, and that means that Halloween is coming up this weekend in the U.S., and then we've got Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays and Hanukkah and, Kwanzaa, all those wonderful holidays that are coming up at this time of the year. And this is absolutely important for your business because you need to be planning out a strategy right now for the holidays. If that is particular of importance to you, if you'd like to be able to capture some of the customers and be able to sell whatever products or services you have to offer. Actually, really, you should have been doing this a few months back, but you know what? There's no time to waste. If you haven't done it now, start now and get that plan in place so that you can figure out what you want to do, what you want to say. Also, email marketing. It also helps with email marketing if you're doing a newsletter, things like this. So having an editorial calendar helps you to be able to plan for those events. Another reason why your business should have one is because it helps you to organize your creative assets. So when you know what your topics are going to be, now you can spend time gathering those images or videos or other text to be able to supplement your articles. And if you want, you can actually list these items in your calendar so that you'll have everything you need when it comes time to publish. Now, this is really good, especially if maybe you have an assistant. Maybe you hired a VA who actually will publish your articles on your website for you. So this way you can give them all the information. All they've got to do is they know where to get the images for the videos, everything, and then they can post that on your website for you. So it's a tremendous asset to be able to have the ability to organize your assets as well. Third reason why I recommend that a business have an editorial calendar is for time management purposes. creating an editorial calendar is a big time saver because once you know what topics you plan to cover each month, you don't have to waste time thinking about what the heck to write. And believe me, as a writer myself, there is nothing worse than being at a loss for ideas. So, for instance, I actually updated my podcast calendar recently and put together, you know, a list I went through and came up with an idea of topics for the next, you know, for the next few, well, you know, next 12 episodes or so. So this way I've got it set and now I don't have to come in every day and say, oh gosh, what the heck am I going to talk about? No, I've got it right there. I've got my topic. So all I need to do is just come in and start recording. So it's a great time saver. Fourth reason that your business needs an editorial calendar is it helps with lead generation because, again, it helps you stay focused on the topics that are going to mean the most to your particular target audience. So you want to always keep in mind, and I know I've talked about this in the past, it, especially like for blogging, remember that golden rule? And if you don't know what the golden rule is, I encourage you to go back in and see if you can find that podcast episode on iTunes or Stitcher Radio. But just to tell you real quick, it's essentially is the golden rule of blogging is they ask, you answer. So whenever you're writing and talking about it, it should be addressing the questions that your customers have and that your prospects have about your particular product or service. So when you can do that, it's going to help you a lot. So again, lead generation, very important. The editorial calendar will help you with that. Finally, the fifth reason why your business needs an editorial calendar is, of course, to help with social media strategy. If you use, you know, whether you use Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter, it doesn't really matter, Pinterest, Instagram, what have you, planning out what topics you want to share with your followers is going to be tremendous help for you because then you can use, say, in Facebook, for instance, you can use the insights feature to monitor which posts get the most engagement. And then you can revisit those topics at a later time since they're the ones resonating the most with your audience. Now, those are the five reasons. And let me just end this to tell you it's not difficult to create an editorial calendar at all. And in fact, you can use a Microsoft Excel program. Will make it easy for you to do. You can actually go on to Google and search for editorial calendar templates. You'll find some in there. I think Google Drive has some. So there are plenty of ways for you to do it. But you keep it simple. It doesn't have to be very complicated, but it will, I guarantee you, it's going to help you out with your overall marketing strategy. And that's going to do it for this edition of Write, Sell, Succeed. As always, I encourage you to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes Radio, Stitcher Radio, or not iTunes Radio, iTunes, anyway, Stitcher Radio, that's what I meant to say. So that way you're not going to miss out on any future episodes. And also, if you'd be so kind as to leave me a review on either one of those platforms, that would be awesome as well. I would greatly appreciate it. And I, again, encourage you to connect with me on social media. I would love to hear from you if you wanted to, you know, send me a tweet on Twitter, @GloriaRand is my username, and use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed, and that's W-R-I-T-E, sell succeed, and that way I know that you are one of the podcast listeners. And we've got folks listening from all around the world, which is so cool. I think it's just, I love the power of the internet. It just is amazing to me that I can have people listening from India and Great Britain and Italy and all sorts of places. So it just, I love it. I love it. Anyway, that's going to do it for this edition. I am Gloria Rand, and as always, I wish you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, @GloriaRand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed.